Morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Coach, with the injury now to Jared DeVries, how's your defensive line looking right now?
Okay, we're going to start Andre Fluellen at the left end position, and we'll start Corey Smith at the right end position.
What's it like Thanksgiving Day in Detroit? Is that always kind of a big deal up there, I guess?
Oh, it's really special. You know, it's the history and the tradition of the game is really special. And I know the players look forward to it, and it's a great environment.
Can you tap into that tradition a bit as you maybe try to, you know, provide a little extra incentive going into Thursday for this group?
I think the biggest incentive we have is a chance to, and it's something we need right now, to put the national spotlight on us and to see how we respond. And for coaches and players. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I've talked about that. And I want to see us with everybody's eyes on us, see how we do.
How close you feel like you guys are to getting this thing turned around?
You know, it's in this league, it's just about 4 to 5 plays a game. It just always seems that, you know, because the talent level is so close and everything's so close. And it's you need a playmaker here or there. And to make a play, or it's giving up a play here or there, and which decides a lot of these games. So we're close, but it's not close enough.
You seem to every time that I've seen you in your press conferences and post game and all that, you seem to be a guy who's tried to stay even keeled through all this. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I got a great respect for our game, and we owe that to this game. This game doesn't need to see showmen up there or powders or guys who are weeping and depressed. I just don't believe in that. And this game deserves better than that.
How big of a challenge is it, I guess, to keep guys, you know, fighting and in it week in and week out? I know when the season started off like it has.
Yeah, it's tough. There's no doubt about it. But it's a great challenge, and if you really embrace the challenge, you become a better coach, no question about it. And I think the fastest way to keep guys alive and going is individual improvement. And so you're constantly working in practice in the individual skills, the individual techniques, to make sure that's where the coaching comes in, and the motivation comes through teaching. And if a player can see himself getting better, boy, he looks forward to coming to work the next day and keep improving. And I think if a coach is worth his salt, he loves to teach and see improvement.
You anticipate the Titans have not had the success in the run game that they've had early this season, in recent weeks at least. You anticipate them trying to line up and just run it at you guys?
Well, I think that's the first thing in this league you prepare for every week. And they certainly can run the football. I have no doubt about that. And we have struggled stopping it. But they're a very big physical front that they know what they're doing. They got two great backs, and they're very impressive. And their record shows.
How tough has it been to keep any type of continuity at the quarterback position with all the injuries and things that you've had?
Well, it's a little bit tough, you know. But I think when you start talking about it too much, it ends up like an excuse. And so we know what situation we're in. We got a great veteran quarterback, and he's just been here a few weeks, but he's making progress. He's been great for our team, and I'm looking forward to continually working with him. And we have another quarterback who will come up this week, Drew Henson, been with us most of the year, and sometimes he was up on the active and sometimes on the practice squad. So he's making progress. So I look forward to that part of it and watching these men grow.
How impressive has it been for Culpepper to come in and, you know, having not been with the team this offseason, and to step in and do what he's been able to do with that little prep?
You know, that's a great question, because people will scrutinize him a lot, what he's not doing. But if you sit back like you just stated, and what has he accomplished? And it's breathtaking. I mean, just trying to learn the verbiage, first of all, and then come back in and not be in game shape, and then doesn't know any of the players and takes a leadership role immediately with our team. I mean, he's captured this team himself. has to grow a little bit each week. And then sometimes you maybe add, as coaches, add a little bit too much for them. And just got to bring everything in steps. But I look at the very positive part of it, and it's been quite unique.
How big of a challenge, and I know both it's the same for both sides, but the short week and then going up against an unfamiliar opponent, I mean, is this probably the toughest scenario that you have as a coach to prepare for an opponent?
Yeah, it is, no question, these short weeks. And so, you know, that's what you do in your off season. You make sure your schedule is fitted exact so you can get all those situations at least walk through during the day of all your nickel blitzes, all your red zones and goal lines. And so you have to have that planned out and make sure the players aren't on their feet too much, even in walkthroughs. You know, you got to make sure they're getting some rest. So it is a challenge, but both teams have to do it. And in coaching, you enjoy things like this.
You like being a Thanksgiving Day game each? I know it's an honor to play on Thanksgiving Day, but you get the feeling that the players feel that way too, or they'd rather be with their families maybe on that day?
No, I think this is, for us here, this is special. One thing about the NFL that makes it so special is traditions. There's so many great traditions in this league. And, you know, when you're part of a tradition, I think it's extremely exciting. There's years of history behind it, and you're part of that history. So these players are looking forward to it. We're excited about it. And right now we just got to make sure we're playing a little bit better.
Were you anticipating seeing from the Titans coming off their first loss?
Oh, I know that some of those coaches, and they're great. That's a great staff, and it's a great team. And one thing they've been all year is consistent, so I expect them to be just as consistent they've been all year, and which is very good.
How tough is it with people, I guess, constantly asking about, you know, the winless streak and things like that? Does that weigh on guys?
You know, I think it can if you allow it. But I think, for me, I'm just the way I'm built, at least, task at hand. And the task at hand is, today's Tuesday, right? I kind of messed up there. But task at hand is having a great day today. And really, you know what, you start wishing your life away when you let other people's words affect how you live. And that's wrong. I mean, or it's weak. And if you're weak-minded like that, you want to live your life by somebody else's words, I feel bad for you. Me, I'm excited about football. I love it, every phase of it. I cherish every day I'm in this position.
How have your home fans treated the team?
They've been good. I mean, that we have absolutely great fans here. The fans are really special. It's our job. My job is to make it special for them, and we haven't done that. I haven't done that. And so once I accept that responsibility that I haven't done it, and then I know what I've got to be able to do. If they're upset, that's on me.
Calvin Johnson making the strides and where you'd like to see him here now in his second year. I know he said this year is when he really started to feel more comfortable.
Boy, he is. Yeah, I'm one thing. You know, we get it on a national game like this. It's I just excited about it for Calvin, for this nation to see what he's about. He is really special. I think you guys will really enjoy. Hopefully we can get him the ball a couple times. But just how he plays and the athlete, but not so much that, is the character is out of this world. I mean, just a super person, super family. He's really a credit to this whole league and how he plays. So I'm excited for the fans across the country and for Calvin to, you know, showcase what he is.
Coach, thank you so much, and good luck on
Thursday.
Thanks.
It's sure nice talking to you. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too. Thanks.